Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Now, Rebecca is speaking to us this month about boundaries and child development. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, parents react differently to setting limits. What does this have to do with child psychology?
Well, having a child by definition puts us back in touch with our own childhood, whether you choose it or not. And then having a child with another person means that the two of you together, parenting, are engaging then with decisions about how you're raising your own child or children, and then your own histories are also there on the scene, occasionally being touched by the child. So we're always kind of in an intergenerational affair, if you like, when it comes to child psychology.
So how does this affect parents, for example, when their teen shrugs and refuses to do what's asked of them?
Well, children can awaken very basic psychological mechanisms within us. So if you like, one mechanism called identification means that that teenager kind of shrugs and it feels like they're taking on the attribute of someone or something that influences your personality. So, for example, it might feel like, you know, when you were a child and your older sister did that to you, or your own father would rage at you, or your sorrowful teen who kind of withdraws into their bedroom reminds you of your mother who you could never access because she was very depressed. I'm giving kind of exaggerated examples here. Another mechanism that can be awoken in the parent-child relationship is also projection. So thoughts and experiences that come from the inside that we put onto others in both good and bad ways. So an insecure teen might make the mother feel like they themselves were a failure. And this starts to get quite complex, if you like, in everyday life.
So parents need to clarify whose childhood is actually being addressed in these moments of conflict?
Yes. So having a kind of clear set of boundaries and expectations and the capacity to extend oneself emotionally in an empathetic manner to the child helps to be able to allow this separation. What belongs to the child, what belongs to the parent. And that is useful, if you like, in terms of then responding to the behavior of the child or teenager at the time. When your baby is crying, it is not you yourself who felt like you were abandoned when you were a little one crying yourself to sleep. It's just your baby who's crying right in the here and now.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. If you want more information, you can contact Rebecca on her website, cabinetweber.net. Or, of course, you can listen to that episode and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.